As we have talked about here for months, coronavirus takes its toll on our cherished traditions. One of them, of course, is the Boston Marathon. For the first time in its more than 120-year history, no one ran the Boston Marathon on Marathon Day. It's just not safe to combine 30,000 runners and a million spectators during a pandemic. But just because we didn't have the big race in April doesn't mean the marathon isn't happening at all. Because that is the sound of this year's virtual Boston Marathon starting gun. And here to talk to us about it is WBUR's Alex Ashlock. Welcome back, Alex.
Thanks for having me. Wasn't it good to hear that sound?
It kind of was. And in fact, I thought, Alex, will you and I ever do a segment together where there isn't some melancholy?
We'll try to keep this not so melancholy, but let's see what happens.
Well, let's start with the brass tacks then, Alex. What is the goal of this virtual marathon?
Well, as you said, the 30,000 runners usually run the marathon every April. It was supposed to be the 124th this year. Back in March, officials said maybe we can have the marathon in September. But then in May, they said it's just not going to be possible to do it. So the Boston Athletic Association wanted to give the runners, the folks that were registered to run this year, something that would come close to the experience of actually running the marathon on Patriots Day, something that would mean all their training and hard work wouldn't go to waste. So they set up this virtual marathon. Here's Boston Athletic Association CEO Tom Grilk.
Normally, the world comes to Boston. This year, that can't happen. So we want to do everything we can to take on the challenge of bringing Boston to the world, to bring as much of the spirit and celebration of the in-person Boston Marathon to people as we can.
And the runners seem to be on board with this, Tiziana. There are runners from all 50 states and 100 countries, more than 17,000 registered to participate in the virtual marathon. And these were all people who had been signed up for the regular marathon back in April.
That is a lot of people.
It really
is. And a lot of places, 100 countries,
yeah.
All 50 states. So how is this actually going to work?
Well, of course, there's an app, and I'll say a little bit more about that in a minute. But this has been sort of nagging at me because every time I talk to people about this virtual marathon, it sort of sounds like it's a video game and people are sitting at their controller and just doing this sort of not real thing. But these folks are actually running 26.2 miles. They're running marathons. They're just not doing it in front of, you know, thousands of people on Patriots Day with thousands of other runners. But back to the app, we heard that sound earlier. That's from the app. Registered runners get access to it once they've downloaded it. It's pretty cool. It has these audio cues like that sound of the starting gun. There's some pre-race audio. You hear the Boston Symphony Orchestra playing the national anthem. You heard the starting gun. And then as you run, it even syncs you up with where you would be on the marathon course. So, for instance, if you're about 12 miles into the race, you hear the screams at Wellesley College, at the scream tunnel, like you'd hear on the day of the race. And you hear the cheering crowds at the finish. So rather than having this big shared experience of running the race with all these other people on Patriots Day, you know, it's a little bit more intimate. You have your headphones plugged into your phone, and you're experiencing the Boston Marathon in maybe a different way.
It's striking that a lot of the sounds you're talking about remind me of what we're seeing in professional sports, where you've got,
exactly,
you know, yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
To keep people motivated.
Yeah, they're piping in that fake ambience.
That's right. Now, I know you have been talking to runners. So what are you hearing from them?
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I was just thinking about this. It got me. I get pretty excited about the marathon every year. And just talking to people about what they're doing with regard to this virtual marathon has got me kind of jazzed up, too. As of earlier today, around 3,500 people have already finished their marathons. It started on Saturday, and it runs until next Sunday. So people are already out there doing it. One of the runners I spoke with is Amy Commander. She's an oncologist. She treats breast cancer patients, and normally she runs to raise money for programs that support them. She was doing that this year. She raised $16,000 for the marathon, or through her running for the charity program. This was supposed to be her seventh real Boston Marathon, but she told me she's still excited even though it's virtual.
I am always running to honor my patients, and I'm truly inspired by my patients. So when I run, I think of my patients, and even though I'm not going to be, you know, running through Copley Square with the same degree of crowds and enthusiasm as I usually experience, I will still have that runner's high, and I know I will still be very proud of myself.
Amy said she's going to run her marathon this coming weekend, one of the 2 days this weekend, probably with a friend, another doctor, and they might run part of the actual marathon course for that race.
Okay, so as the great philosopher Jon Bon Jovi would say, Alex, every rose has its thorn. So are there runners who are on the flip side of this? They're not so crazy about the virtual thing?
Yeah. I understand why people might not think it's very satisfying. William Hegg lives in the Back Bay. He was supposed to run Boston and New York, both of those marathons this year. He'd rather wait for the real races to happen again, whenever that might be. But Boston did not give him that option. Here he is.
I feel like in general, you know, a virtual marathon, it really doesn't cut it to give an equitable experience for the sacrifice and training and fundraising that a lot of these folks did, and really felt like there were other options to give its runners.
If you were registered for the Boston Marathon this year, you got a refund for your entry fee, but your only option to run was to do this virtual race, which we've been talking about. New York, on the other hand, Tiziana, did allow registered runners to defer their entry to one of, I think, the next 3 years. So William is planning to run New York next year if it happens. And just back to that question about deferrals, the BAA basically says the organization decided against offering them because there's just so much uncertainty about the future. Will there even be a race next year? How many deferrals can you get? So it was a tough call for them, but that's what they did.
Yeah. I do want to say the team wants to make sure I get my hairband philosophers right. Apparently that was poison, not Bon Jovi, so just so you know.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't help you on that one.
That's all right. We've got a couple of minutes left here. The health crisis isn't over, and we don't know when it will be. Yeah. Runners and race officials have to be thinking about what this means for next year, right?
Right. The BAA has already postponed registration for the 2021 marathon. That should be happening right now. They have this advisory board that's meeting, race officials, public health officials, academics. They're trying to figure out, you know, what the sort of protocols will be for when it will be safe to have this big mass participation event like the Boston Marathon. When will it be safe for all those runners to hit the road and run through all those communities on the course? So let's go back to Tom Grilk again, the BAA CEO. He says right now, really, no one has the answer to those questions.
When we can begin to have races back out on the streets that are safe for runners, safe for volunteers, safe for spectators, we don't know how large they might be. So the next time we get permission from public authorities to conduct a Boston Marathon on the roads, it might be much smaller. There's just no way to know.
So, Alex, to that point, do you think we'll ever see another Boston Marathon with 30,000 runners and 1 million spectators?
It's hard. It's hard to say, but I sure don't see it happening in the next year or so. The London Marathon's already pushed back its marathon from April next year to October. The other races are trying to make decisions. Tokyo comes up next March. In Japan, they're already canceling lots of marathons, many marathons, 25 marathons this fall, Tiziana. They've been canceled in Japan. They've already canceled, you know, several marathons in Japan in the early part of next year. There's still some questions about whether the Olympics can even be held next year. So I think it's going to be a really difficult decision, and it could be not one that we want to see.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. That's WBUR's Alex Ashlock. It is always a pleasure, Alex. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.